Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share, with intuition as their guiding cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl, metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning. We are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and it is July 1st, 26 of 52 weeks into the year, halfway through. And we will be taking some readings today, if you'd like to call in, from 7:15 to 7:35 Pacific, and have a specific reading, you know, in mind. You know, you don't want to just call and just say, "Oh, give me a general, you know, what to do." So have a specific question if you call in, and you can ring us at 857-232-0155. The number again is 857-232-0155, extension 870-303. And good morning, Jay.
Hi, good morning, Carolyn. Good morning, everybody. It's so great to be here with you. Yeah. And if you want to find us in the chat, Carolyn just lets you know how to call us. But there's also a live chat, and you can get there by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen, and it does open up a brand new chat window that takes you to Facebook. It is a private Facebook group with the same name, 12radio. Once you send over your invitation, it gets you into the group, and you'll see our banner, Metaphysical Conversations, there at the top of the page. That's where you want to click and put in your comments. That's where the conversation is happening. And that's where we will be diving in to say hello here in just a few moments. But without further ado, what is our topic of the morning going to be?
Well, today we're going to talk about defining desires and dreams and how to follow through to have them manifest, right? Some of us, we can look at these steps as reminders, really. But some of us really do need a little boost, you know, and whether these desires are career goals, personal achievements, or lifestyle changes, we need to make sure that we can really visualize them successfully before even going to see them already happening. Then setting the goals and breaking them into manageable steps. So let's start off with a reminder of things that we can add to our day so that we can form these needs, right? And one of the first ones is really define your dream clearly. I mean, write in the chat room and let us know too, what is your dream? Because it's really good to really be clear about what it is your achievement is that you want, what it is that's necessary, what is the need in your life. So defining your dreams clearly. So in other words, when you say that I want a job, okay, so then you end up with a job, maybe you don't want to work at McDonald's and you end up with a job at McDonald's instead of saying, I want a career as a neuroscientist working on a rocket ship, you know, and I want all of my peers to be very, great conversationalists and just have a wonderful time when I'm not working with them. You know, get really specific with what it is you're looking for, and so the universe can bring it to you, and because you know that's the universe is wanting to work for us. You know, it's not that we're not alone, and we're never alone, and we have our we have the universe there to really be our guide you tell them what you want and they'll bring it to you. Except you don't even have to know how to get it. You just have to put it out. This is what I need in my life, and I see it happening. I know that I'm going to be working on this rocket, you know, and I have so many good coworkers that I just have a ball with as well. So, what do you think about that, Jay?
Well, what comes to mind is absolutely. It's so important to do this. This is like the first step because it starts to bring up fears or worries about, can I do this? You know, is it for me to do this? It might bring up purpose questions. And all those things are scary, and sometimes it's like hard to confront those things head on, because sometimes we might even not even know what our passions are or what we're headed towards, and we want to defer that to God. I feel like it's important to do this, like Carolyn said, because it's our way to put out into the universe our co-creative vote of how we would like it to go, of what we would like to happen, and to be able to put a certain kind of strong energy out there with it. So it's not just like I'm kind of hoping for that to happen. No, I'm working towards this to happen. And this, you know, setting those goals, first off, gives us something to set our charts, you know, set our navigation system towards, if that makes sense. Like a captain would get the ship coordinates set. It's another way that we're getting our coordinates set to be able to head towards those goals. And if we didn't have any goals, there would be no coordinates to set and there'd be nowhere to go. That's what I see in what you're saying and why it's so important.
Absolutely. And you know, we want to make sure too that as we do this, we're, you know, it may not be a big thing. Maybe some of us, you know, maybe we're not really wanting to work on a space rocket. Maybe what we're wanting to do is just feel better every day. You know, I see myself as feeling better as really feeling myself full of joy. So now, not only am I feeling myself full of joy, I'm involving myself with activities that really make me smile. So you have to start growing on what it is that would make me happy every day. So do you see what I'm saying? So really, mm-hmm. really, really defining, clearly articulate exactly what you're wanting to achieve. And because we're here to make ourselves better, right? I mean, we came to this school, you know, and to this school is Earth, you know, we came to this Earth because we really want to improve ourselves and you know, and go as far as we can with our lives, and rather than wasting it, right? We want to always have achievements out in front of us that you know, you as a unique soul, never done this before in this particular way, right? This you are a unique individual, right?
Absolutely. Well, and yeah, we're giving ourselves an actual shot of I was just going to say creating it, but yeah, creating it, manifesting it, making it happen. It's like it's almost like, it's not to say that it can't happen if you don't set your goals towards it, but it's almost like you have to do that in order to like set the, if you've ever seen Star Trek, there's this holodeck where people can go and they can take a vacation inside this holodeck, and it will create whatever scenario they want to have happen, whatever experience, people, places, things, this computer thing will make it happen for you.
You get to pick in that holodeck, right? What kind of experience you want. So that's exactly what we're doing. We're picking what we want. So that's a good example. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, and that's all I was just going to say. It's very similar. I feel like the universe is listening. It's it hears us. It is an order taker in a certain kind of way, but I don't want to minimize it to just being an order taker, but more like the universe is listening. Are we using that as an opportunity to communicate with it?
That's right. So and it's also too, that's also another form of even creating a vision board. So as you're deciding to you know, that you, okay, I don't know why I keep coming up with this rocket scientist person, but as you decide that you're going to go for a particular goal or achievement or change in your life, you want to compile images, maybe. Perhaps. I mean, you don't have to do this, but it's one way of really helping you to visualize and see yourself doing it. Compile images, quotes, symbols that represent your dream, and display them where you can see them daily, because it, you know, maybe it's a house overlooking the ocean with white marble floors, which I always talk about. So you wanna clip the image and put it on your refrigerator, you know, and really see it, feel it, and know it. And just know that that's your spot, or that's your job, or that, oh my God, I'm so thrilled to be working with these people because they're so much fun, right? So you really have to see yourself in it. So build your vision board as you see yourself, and it helps to it helps with your ability to see it ahead of time, right? You see it as a, yeah. You know, write down your goals. You know, if you're in the chat room right now, write down what your goals are, what your dreams are, and let us know. And we'll repeat it back to you so that you can hear it being said. Because it's about making sure that you have something up ahead that really thrills you, right? And either it's about, you know, it's something to manifest, or it's something in yourself to manifest. You know, I need to be happy, or I need to have more joy, or I need to, it's something that you commit to, a goal. So, yeah.
And I want to say with that, because sometimes commitment can be a bad word for some people. You can change your mind. Like, if you are having a hard time writing something down, or if you write it down and then you're like, oh, but then I can't do this over here and I have this I want to do. That's part of the process too. Part of the process is narrowing down what it is you really want, where it is you really want to be heading towards. And if there is a course correction or a redirection, having a conversation like this is an opportunity to take a look at that and to be able to make some adjustments if need be. But I would suggest doing it not from a place of judgment or comparison, but more from a place of understanding and from being able to back up and look at the bigger picture view of your own life with the eyes of understanding. So that way, when you are making these choices, it isn't from duress or stress, but more from a place of like excitement and joy and like something that you get to do good for yourself with.
You know, I don't know why that, I'm going to say it so I can get it out of my mind, but that word that where you compare yourself with this goal, you know, again, I want to reiterate my idea with that we're all unique. So we're going to do it in a different way, no matter what. You know, we're going to bring a different energy to whatever goal we're doing. So writing it down though, and include both short term and long term milestones that you need to do in order to, you know, go towards this situation or change or thing or whatever it is that is your dream. Right. Mm-hmm. Write them down. And then be happy about the milestones. Develop a detailed plan also is another thing. You want to break down your goals and actionable steps with deadlines and prioritize them. So making a really detailed plan on how, so say you want to be this rocket scientist. Maybe you still have to go and get the degree, or maybe you have to talk to the right person because you know somebody in that area. So in order to talk to that person, they're now going to require that you have your book about it with you, and so you have to collect your book. You know, write down your steps in order to get to that meeting. You know, it's short term, long term. You do your steps, right, and you put them ahead of you so that you know what it is going for to help you towards what it is you need. Just stand up.
I just want to say that's such a great idea too, because sometimes the steps seem too big, and then we feel like, oh, I can't attain that. That's too much. That's too much of a goal. Too big of a idea. But that's the whole point of creating it and making that. Like putting that in writing, because then you can break it down and get those little steps, those micro steps that can add up to the bigger steps. But you can start to make that plan when you know where you're heading. If you're just doing your life day to day, and I want to first off say there's nothing wrong with that. But if you really want to get somewhere and you aren't making a bigger plan, it's like you're missing out on an opportunity for yourself.
You know, that comes back to take immediate action. So immediate action may be, first of all, immediate action could just be, oh, that's right, this is what I'm doing. Okay, so I'm going to really work towards this. Oh, I'll start tomorrow. Well, no, you can start today by just writing it on your dream board, right? Writing it someplace and then breaking down and then giving yourself some action points in order to get to that spot. So take immediate action is really important. It should stay on the forefront of your mind so that you can get your get yourself into action with it, with things. There's no procrastination. Put a little line through the word. A line through the word of procrastination. You know, it all could also be that you want to build a support network, and you know, that would maybe too, that support network is in regard to whatever direction that you're looking at. So, and you already know people in that area, or, you know, you already know people that know more about that area. So you build your support network, and then also to just your other friends, to, just to help you, to support you in your rah-rah, you know, for that believe in your dream, and can encourage your, encourage you with it. And perhaps even some of those people in your support network give you advice on how to get it, because maybe they've been there or they've seen somebody do it. So building a network is really important. It's really difficult to be an island and really get your dreams sometimes. Sometimes you do, but you have to be an island, because you have to build it in order to make it happen, and there's nobody else that can do it but you. But you still have to have that network and the idea of how it's going to envelop. And sometimes you don't have to have the idea, actually, because it's the universe's job, but you have to listen to what the next step is by the universe, and then you have to follow through with it. So you will need other people outside of yourself in order to get there, because life is a team effort in so many ways, right?
Such a great thing to remember, because I know for those of us that might be more introverted or be going through a phase of our life where we might be, quote, over people, this is the thing to remember about that. Part of it is, especially if we're changing our goals, and I can only use my example of going from corporate America to being an entrepreneur, and really that change of my brain that has had to happen, it's like getting to know a whole new way of thinking, and also getting to know a whole new way of, like, what do I need to pay attention to, and what energy am I participating with that I didn't necessarily have to participate with when I was doing the corporate thing. And all that arose out of me making goals and desires of wanting to make a change and wanting to go in a whole different direction, change the trajectory of my life. And I didn't have all the answers before I started. I very much jumped off the cliff and went for it. And I can't say that there's a right way or a wrong way, but I would say that it's incremental usually, and things unfold in their own organic time. So whatever we can do to work with that, the better off we are. If we're trying to push it, that's where we can get into trouble, because the universe, it's not that it's holding things back from us, but it does have an organic flow of when it's going to show up. And if we're trying to push that like a train uphill, we're going to feel that. And so part of it is also, though, with all of your goals, desires, and where you're headed, be aware of how that does line up in the greater flow of what's unfolding. So just so you can temper your own brain and like how long it might take or how it's going to go, try not to get too into the weeds with the how, because I feel like that can overwhelm any of us when we're trying to make big changes or trying to manifest our dreams. It's part of it, but the bigger part of it, I feel like, is how do I stay present? How do I stay connected? How do I listen and can hear my intuition? And then, like you said, how can I take that next best step that my intuition is telling me to do? Because it's also trusting that your intuition has that bigger picture view, even when you don't have sight of it. It does, and it's always working on getting us there, especially when we've made a plan, especially when we've set goals. It's like a way that it gets all the different parts of us on the same page, is the way that I just saw it now.
Good. Yeah. And then again, I'm going to use the idea of, for instance, some of you are artists, right? And you want to be in the that particular gallery, right? And so you really have to remember to visualize your success regularly, and spend time just visualizing, achieving your dream, being in that gallery, experiencing the emotions associated with it. And so you may even tend to feel like, oh my God, I'll never get in. My art sucks. You know, and how could I even be wanting this? I don't feel worthy. And then all of a sudden you'll wake up tomorrow and you'll say, Jesus, I really have to have that job. I have to have that spot. So you end up with coming back to your full form again and really believing in it. So you just go back to the visualizing your success regularly, seeing yourself in that gallery or whatever it is you're dreaming about. So you have to stay persistent and patient with it too. As Jay was saying, you have to stay very patient and understand that achieving big dreams sometimes, it takes time and perseverance. And so don't give up when faced with setbacks. You just stay with it. Stay with it and go around all the issues and deal with them as they come at you. But once you jump off the cliff, as Jay was saying, you have to start now to listen to the universe. What's my next step? And really get your assignments. You know, those are your marching orders from the universe, and you have to follow through with them when you hear them from your intuition. What's my next step? Oh my God, do I really have to do that? Okay, so in the other thing is too, if there's something that you're going for that you're not quite sure how to do it, you have to really educate yourself. And so you continuously learn and develop your skills and knowledge necessary to achieve whatever dream it is. That's, it's part of your marching orders, most likely when that's a necessary step. So you have to follow through with it, because you don't wait for in a closed room with locked doors, for the universe to just like slip your goal under the door. You have to be there and do what is needed in order to make that goal happen.
Oh my gosh, I can't agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%, as better said, because we can sit back and want God to like bestow it on us, like you said, or I love that image of slipping it under the door. And in a way, I feel like God does do that, that it does slip it under the door to us, in the sense of us with our ideas and our passions and our desires. That's how we get the envelope slipped under the door. And then it's up to us to decide, okay, with these gifts, abilities, and passions and desires, what do I want to do with them? Like, how do I want to, how do I want to operate in this world, knowing that I can do X, Y, and Z? And if you don't know what that is, then that's the first step, is figuring it out. And part of figuring it out is figuring out what you don't like. And I didn't like that part, because as a people pleaser, I was always after what people liked, and I wanted to make people happy. And it was my priority to do that, even without realizing it was my priority. But what I didn't realize in that is I was losing myself. I was losing my perspective. I was losing my opinion, how I liked things. And so I had to go back and figure that all out again. And so part of that process was figuring out what I don't like, because I was afraid even to like say what I did like.
Some of the steps that you take then in order to figure out what your dream is, some of us do have to look at what it is we don't want before what it is we do want. So I feel like just defining it is really important, and what really works for you, right? And what would really be the best of all best. And you have to see it and be it, and you'll have it.
That's true. And don't forget, if you can always change your mind. Like, we're not stuck. If, let's say, you learn a new piece of information, you can make modifications, you can make changes. So I just share that, because sometimes I think we can feel like once we decide, we're locked in, and that's not how it works either. It is helpful to have it, but it is the kind of thing that we can go back in and make adjustments. So I just want to say that, because I feel like there's somebody afraid out there that part of their brain is locking them in place, because it's like kind of making them feel like if they decide, they're signing a blood contract and they're stuck with it. And that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah. Okay. So another thing we need is to seek mentorship, right? If there's, something that somebody has that has achieved a similar goal, and can offer guidance and support, go for it. Seek mentorship, because whatever is going to get you to your space that you need in your life, one of your demands of your life, you need to do everything you can to get all of the blockages away from you. So if you can see a mentor that might be able to help you, go for it. Stay positive is another thing. And really maintain that positive mindset and focus on solutions rather than problems. So when you hear yourself, you know, cutting, I'm a terrible artist. This really sucks. What am I thinking? It's really awful. Just awful. I can't do this. I'm never going to make it. Then you're really screwing with yourself, right? And you gotta just turn that around a little bit. Okay, so I've got something really unique here. I'm a unique soul, and I'm gonna put this out, and everyone's gonna love this. So, and it's gonna help people. It's gonna bring smiles to people. It's gonna bring some joy. I'm gonna, you know, and the money is gonna be unbelievable too. I love that the energy of this money is going to come in, because I'm going to be able to afford that house on the overlooking the ocean with the white marble floors and the fireplace and you go on and on with all the detail and all the specifics in regard to what it is you're trying to attain.
And part of it is, I feel like as you're saying that, every time we do that, we're making it more and more believable to even ourselves that we can do that. You know, that's part of the other reason that these goals are important, because it's a process. Like it takes time for us to even get our wheels turning in the direction that we want them to be going.
And right, because if you're repeating those words, I love that, because then if you're repeating these positive words in your mind, you're hearing yourself and you're hearing your demands of yourself. This is what I got to do next. I got to do this. I got to do this next. If you're completing, you're bitching all the time about something or about not having it, you're going to hear that in your mind. It's going to be, you're going to be lost. You're going to be lost in a sea of quicksand. So you want to start to, make demands of yourself and be present for yourself and ready to move your butt.
Well, and this is where I feel Mark comes in, and he always talks about the counter narrative voice. Like, who's the voice of reason? You know, do we allow that voice to come in as almost like our own coach, where we can be our own best cheerleader and change those voices of our inner critic? Or are we still letting our inner critic, you know, run rampant and create havoc? By still allowing it to talk, you know, nasty to us and tear apart what we're doing. That's also part of this process we're talking about, is getting a hold of ourselves in that way. And this is part of it. You know, if you have a runaway brain like that, and I know I have one like that, it takes time and it takes practice, and it's something that we have to keep working at. And I didn't like that part. I wanted to be able to set it and forget it. I wanted to be able to make the adjustment and be done with it. But that's just not how this works with our brain. We have to be willing to invest time in ourselves. And I think that that's also can be complicated, especially if we have issues like people pleasing. And part of this process too is starting to break down some of those autopilot ways that we might have unconsciously created. And by working some of these steps or all of these steps, we're working on how we can consciously start to create and be way more a part of that process consciously, in how we can interact with it and get to the solutions and not be lost in the spin cycle of our overthinking thoughts.
Very nice. Jay, is there anyone in the chat room that wants to tell us what their dreams are?
Let's see here. We have Tara joining us. Tara says, Happy Canada Day. Okay, oh. Happy Canada Day. I didn't know that. I wonder what Canada Day signifies. We have Renee. Renee says, Good morning, Carolyn and Jay. Happy July. It's great to see you, Renee. Quelly is joining us. She says, Grand Rising, Jay, Carolyn, and 1-2 Family. And it's great. It is great to see you, Quilly. Catherine's here. She says, I intend to sell my car I intend to sell my car effortlessly this week for a fair price to a considerate new owner. All right, Catherine, we're joining you on that.
You want a fair price. Okay, I'm seeing it happen for you. You're selling it for a fair price, and it's going to be really easy to get it done. I love it.
Yes.
Let us know how that.
Yes, please do let us know. I know we want to know. We want to hear about how quickly and gracefully and how you got a really great price for it. Pamela says, Good morning, Carolyn and Jay. Happy Monday and happy July. Rabbit, rabbit. Pardon me if I forgot something. LOL. Well, do you know much about that rabbit, rabbit thing, Carolyn?
Never heard of it.
I've heard of it. It has something to do with like some kind of, I think it's a pagan holiday.
Oh, is it? Okay.
You'll have to let us know in the chat, everybody, what the rabbit has to do with. I know it has to do with something about summer and some pagan holiday, but I forget if I'm remembering correctly. And last thing, Tara, she says, yes, working on my craft every day is essential. I'm working towards selling my crafts and doing readings full time. It's been a lifetime of working towards this, but consistency is key.
It really is. I mean, and it really is. It's about managing your time effectively too. I mean, which it sounds like you've got down, and you have to prioritize everything, in order to contribute to your dream manifestations. So it sounds like you're managing well, and that's a great thing to have. You'd be able to do readings and your crafts. So and also to take time to celebrate your milestones, right?
Absolutely, it's so important.
You feel like you really, oh my God, I got that done, and that was so cool that they did that, or that I got this, or celebrate it. With it, celebrate each small victory along the way to keep yourself motivated.
Well, because I'll be honest with you, some of these things take way longer than we anticipate, like way longer. And that
If
doesn't
it's a
mean that there's anything wrong or that we've messed up. It's just how it is. And part of
right.
it is like, how do we temper those stories that we could tell ourselves that could be not helpful to what we're doing and the flow of energy that we're working to create. And I mention that because you're not like alone if you have trouble getting your brain to work in a particular way. And so also being patient with yourself in this process is also part of it. And understanding that we're giving like guidelines here, but it's up to you to bring them to life in your life to see how they're going to work. They're going to work for you in a certain kind of way, then they're going to work for me is another way to say it. And so that's the part that be willing to allow that room because that's also where the magic happens.
Yeah, so you want to stay flexible, visualize overcoming obstacles. So when something gets in your way, then you say, okay, now I gotta, but I'll do this and this and this, and then I see myself then once those are done that's out of the way, and I'll be onto it with a lot more ease and comfort. And I love that ease and comfort one that we heard about the selling the car too, because ease and comfort is really important often. And as I get my as I visualize my dream, I want this to be easy and fun, right? So it's a good thing to add to your necessities. You want to practice self-compassion through it. And as I was saying it before, when you hear that mean person come in about how you'll never get it, or practice self-compassion and be kind to yourself during setbacks, and treat yourself with some compassion that you'd offer a friend, for God's sakes, right? You do that. You do that. You don't harp on yourself. So, stay inspired and surround yourself with inspiration through books or podcasts or motivational speakers or role models. You want to always stay inspired. I'd put that word across the refrigerator. Stay inspired. So it's really important to keep your wits about you and your aspirations high.
So apparently, Canada Day is essentially like our 4th of July in the United States. So that's good to know. I didn't realize that we celebrated our independence so close together,
That's
the
neat.
1st and 4th of July. And then Tara says, yes, definitely what you have been saying resonates. And I'd imagine, Tara, just you too, I bet, had your own idea of how long these things were going to take to get your business off the ground the way that you want it to work and to have the level of success financially and so forth that you know and are working towards it having. And that did not necessarily happen in the amount of time that you, from your human perspective, thought that it was, but that doesn't mean that it was wrong or that anything bad happened in that experience. It just simply took longer than what you thought. And I know for myself, I can hear that now and take that in a whole different kind of way than I could like 10 years ago. I was like very impatient and just it just felt like nothing was happening, and it was like I was doing all this work and just barely getting anything to change is the way it felt from my perception. And so part of it, the reason why I share that is because our perception has to get worked on in all this as well. So just that's the part that takes our patience.
Yeah. So the other thing you want to do too, as you're going for this, is you want to take risks. So you want to really step out of your comfort zone and take calculated risks that align yourself to your dream. Now, I'm not saying to go crazy because I know I've gone crazy. And, you know, I've really taken risks that most people would never, ever do. But you know, and some of them worked out, and some of them have like landed me in a bit of a pickle. But you want to take risks, and you want to really, because if you see it out there, and you see that, you know, if you take that risk, and you can see that it's going to land you towards what you're really wanting, it's an opportunity. And so you have to look at it before you take it, you look at all of the possibilities that might happen with it and all the possibilities that might happen once you take it. And then can I handle the problems when it doesn't work out or if it doesn't work out? So you look at all of them. You look at both sides before you jump, but you learn to take them because you've got to. I mean, especially when it's a huge goal, right? When it's something really, really worth reaching for.
So I want to say, because the whole rabbit thing was getting to me and I wanted to figure it out. So I asked AI what it's about. And so this is what I got. So I think it's interesting. The phrase rabbit quote is associated with a superstition is saying that on the first day of the new month brings good luck. The tradition involves saying rabbit or white rabbit upon waking on the first day of the month before saying anything else. This practice is believed to ensure good fortune for the coming month. The origins of this tradition is unclear, but it is prevalent in English-speaking countries and has been part of the folklore for many years. Well, there you go, everybody. Wow, I love that.
That's cool.
Rabbit. I'm a little late, but rabbit. Yeah.
I'm hours late. I got up really early this morning. So review and reflect also. So, you know, you can, and it helps really maybe sometimes to even keep a journal and document your progress through defining your dreams and heading towards them. You want to document your progress, thoughts, reflections, and track your journey, but also you want to review and reflect and regularly review it because it will help you look at the progress and for you to stay on track and make adjustments as necessary. So you really want to keep yourself in tune. That's really what that's about. So keeping yourself in tune and making sure that everything is aligned as you're walking forward toward it or running.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is that we have to remember too with anything is to really stay healthy. So for instance, you know, if you're really, oh God, I got to get this finished by next month. I'm not going to have time to do anything else. So you end up not exercising or end up not eating right because you're really forcing yourself to put too many hours, 17 hours in a day in, right? So you want to take care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being also to maintain the energy and resilience you need to pursue your dreams. So you've got to feed that side of yourself at the same time.
Yes, it's so true. And if here's the thing that I've learned about that. If we don't, boy, if I'm going to lose my voice, if we don't take care of ourselves and we don't look at how to do that from a multiple, like pronged perspective, because we're a mind, body, spirit complex. So it requires us to come at the whole self-care thing from multiple avenues and aspects. And so if we're not willing to do that, things can start to fall apart on us and it can be like, what the heck's going on? And so it is important to take a look at these different facets and reasons and ways and why that we do what we do, especially with regards to self-care and taking care of ourselves, because that's usually the first thing that is not on our list, especially if we're a people pleaser, especially if we're living for other people. And so it's the first thing to kind of take a look at when we're wanting to change the tide and start to change things. Because if, in essence, we have to retrain ourselves to look at our own situation and our own needs and our own priority, and learning how to prioritize that in such a way that we don't keep deferring to everyone else first, where we look at ourselves first and then look at how we can take care of everyone better because we've taken care of ourselves better.
Yes. So we're moving along and we're heading towards our dreams, right? What else do we really need to remember to do? And that is practice gratitude, because you know, you cultivate gratitude for the progress you've made and the opportunities that come your way. So you really have to really say it, believe in it, and do it. Because as you practice gratitude to the universe is saying, oh, okay, we're on the right track here. You know, shove more of that goodness towards her because she likes that kind of thing, right? So practice gratitude because your worker bees out there in the universal world, you know, that are attending to you, need to hear that you're appreciative of what it is that has been chosen, you know, that you've listened to and that you followed. So practice gratitude is so important. And see yourself in the long-term success. So not only do you want to see yourself with that new car after selling the old one, you want to see yourself maybe driving to Long Beach, you know, and it's a beautiful day and maybe the car has won awards because it's so beautiful. I don't know. But see it, the long-term success of whatever it is you're doing. Maybe if you're an astro scientist, you're seeing yourself now, visiting the moon because you had somebody that gave you a seat for the flight. So the long-term goal is that whatever it is, the extreme of the long-term goal, see it. See everything that it can bring to you. So you really visualize it. And maybe that's on your dream board to help you along so you can help yourself with the visualization of it.
Well, and I feel that's a huge part too for us to have a vision, because I feel like if we happen to be the kind of person that can easily see the worst case scenario happening and go to that vision, part of having this other vision in our mind is to be able to give ourselves that vision of where we really want to go, not where we're worried about going, and to give us that space to put that out into the universe as our co-creative vote and to work on how to do that. Because if our brain is always trained on looking at the worst case scenario, part of the practice is learning how to stop that. And I don't mean we can shut it off, but we can start to retrain it to not always go to the worst case scenario. We can start to train it to go to that vision of where we're heading, like Carolyn mentioned, where we're visualizing us achieving it. What does it feel like? What does it look like? And really seeing that image of us on the other side. So that way we have an image that we can keep coming back to. And it's that image, not the worst case scenario. Am I explaining that?
You're gonna much rather hear yourself be positive than hearing all the crap that you could say about yourself in order to not get it. So you really do want to believe in yourself, and I feel like that's one of the most important things here. Is you really have to believe in yourself and trust in your abilities and strengths, and remind yourself regularly that you have what it takes to achieve your dreams. Why wouldn't you? You're a smart soul on this planet that deserves what you really dream and aspire to. So you have to really believe in yourself, and that I feel is like it's something to what you're speaking with too. Now if I'm not believing in myself, I'm gonna probably be saying a lot of negative thoughts, and I'm gonna be putting myself down. I'd much rather not hear that. I would not like to hear that from myself. Because it's not doing me any good. It's not helping me achieve anything other than I'm having a pity party for myself, and I'm wondering how I'm ever going to survive in this world, and where do I want? What part of the world in my world do I want that? I just don't want that. So I have to use the idea of staying as positive and knowing I have the abilities instead, because I'd much rather hear that from myself. Over anything, right?
For sure. And I feel like the more we go down that road and change that voice, especially if we have that issue, you start to get a momentum and you start to see how it starts to work. And there's a synergy that starts to happen.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, you can see that too, and in the times that you've been negative with yourself, you've gone weeks sometimes, probably with feeling negative. You know, it carries itself, but in much the same way as if you would just switch it to the positive thoughts around it. You can look for weeks now and see, oh my God, since I've done this, I've gotten so much more done, and I'm feeling a lot happier because I'm actually starting to feel that I'm achieving what I want. So, you know, write it down, give yourself a star on the calendar. I love stars on the calendar. It's so easy. I mean, you don't need to, you can even go to a little, educational store and buy some of those little gold stars, or at Michael's, get some little gold stars and give yourself a gold star on the calendar for achieving something, you know, and then look back at the month and see, oh my God, look at how many gold stars I have. That's wonderful.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Great way to interact with our inner child.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, the inner adult too, but because really we need to have, well, that would be in a milestone. We need to celebrate the milestone. My God, I really did a good job with that. I get a gold star.
Yes. Well, and I think about that, like how many of us have a hard time giving ourselves that kind of like pat on the back, and it being like in essence our own cheerleader. How many of us allow ourselves to do that? And this is part of it, you know, being able to let that voice in, that cheery, happy, you got this kind of voice to come in. I feel like it's a similar, if not the same channel as our inner critic, but it just shows how versatile that voice can be. It can either be an inner critic, or it can be our best friend, life coach, you know, mentor. It all just depends on, you know, how are we interacting with it? How are we talking to it?
Right, or the biggest bummer in the world. It's like, you know, you want to almost like put the inner bummer, you know, in a cell and lock it up. Sometimes it just doesn't do you any good. There's just no good in Debbie Downer in your mind, because there's no time for it. You know, I mean, we're only here for a short time on this planet. We want to really take it and work with what we have, and make it the best we can.
That's the plan.
That is the plan. Yeah. So anybody else in the chat room want to share their dream?
I am not seeing anybody share their dream. I feel like they are, except for Catherine about her car. That is her dream. Good. The car. Let's see. Okay. Hold on. Let's see. So Canada, oh yeah, we got the Canada Day. And then, Pamela mentioned, she says, saying rabbit, rabbit, first thing on the first day of the month is supposed to bring good luck to you during the month. Good. So thank you for that. And I'm going to have to remember that. For some reason I had it, I was thinking that it was only a specific time of the year, but now I understand it's the beginning of each month. And then Tara says, part of it is sharing with people all the things I do. I tend to stay safe, just telling people I'm an esthetician, and then hold back on the rest. And okay. Here's the thing I understand. Like, you know, different people, some people will see us like only as one thing. Like they won't be able to see you as the multidimensional being that you are. And then there are other people that will totally see you as the multidimensional being that you are, because they've embraced the multidimensional being that they are. And it is helpful to know the difference, because how you communicate that can be helpful. But at the same time, I feel, Tara, I feel like you are still protecting yourself. And I can identify with that, where, you know, you don't want to get the roll of the eyes or the weird look or that uncomfortable silence, because now they're freaked out because you said, you know, something that they're offended by, or afraid of even. And so I give you a hug, if I'll say it that way, from here. But also, it's still, even still, you get to honor yourself by being able to speak those things, and being able to, if it happens to be one of those weird interactions that I just mentioned, use that as an opportunity to love on yourself more, to have that internal voice come in stronger, to give you that prop up, because It's more about how can you continue to find people to connect with that are on your vibration, and so you can spend less and less time with these people that might try to comfort you because they don't understand you. So it's less about needing to hold back for the people that don't understand and more about being able to continue to find the people that are your people so you can have that place to put this. Because I feel like you want to share, like this is important to you, and because of that, you want to let it out. So it's about finding those people that you can do it with.
You know, one of the things that I want to say too is we have the magic words of rabbit, rabbit, but you can make up your own words at any time. For instance, when you wake up in the morning, because it's not the first, maybe tomorrow morning you wake up and you say, do it, do it. And that just means that you follow through with your dreams. So, you know, really make up your own magic words and believe in them, because it's a magic world, and you have to sometimes create it for yourself.
I'm going to use that one, Carolyn. Do it, do it. Because I can be, yeah. I can procrastinate, you guys. Oh my God, it's terrible.
and then be on the next one. So where can we find you this week, Jay?
You can find me over on our sister site, 12listen.com, for one-on-one support and readings, afternoons and evenings. And if you don't happen to see me, you can hit the schedule an appointment button, and I'll do my best to make myself available as soon as I can.
Okay. So, yes, and I'll be on 12listen also from 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for readings. And also to schedule if you don't see me on, but mostly I'm on. And man, Mark Husson is up next, and we have a really long, long and windy, lovely schedule today. So for some live talk. So stay tuned. We'll see you next week, or no, not next week, because Jay is going to.
I will be away. I'm going to be vague about it right now. We'll talk more about it when I get back. But yes, there'll be replays and pre-records and all kinds of things happening next week. But this week, we're so excited that you joined us here and that we got to have this Monday morning with you. And now we're going to make way for, as Carolyn said, the amazing Mark Husson, the head of the 1-2 world.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight. With Carolyn and Jay, conversation so bright. In this cosmic realm, where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell. In the mythical realm, where our stories dwell.